I'm about to do my dream diary, which is this expressive indulgent thing I do every morning on our show. It's become a tradition because I go to therapy once a week and I try to catalog my dreams. And I have a recurring dream on Friday that usually, not a recurring dream, but a recurring character. I had a gifted cat that died less than a year ago at the hands of my wife unintentionally.
Lord.
Oh, no, she's listening. No, it's like my wife lives in, we split times up between coasts, and she's back there, and sad, little Butch, the girl cat, passed away, not because of my wife, but my wife was there, and I wasn't there, and I felt bad. But now, every Friday, I get Butch in my dreams, and she's sort of a libertine, so this is my dream from last night. I'm driving around in an armored Humvee in Iraq with my dead cat, Butch, who is a girl, if you didn't know. I just mentioned that. And 50 of her cat comrades, all wearing red berets. I say, "Where the hell are we going, Butch?" Butch says, "To the place of freedom, Mark. Mark Maron, freedom." We stop in the middle of this dusty little village and pile out. I'm looking around, nervous. Good thing I got my desert boots resold. Butch grabs a bullhorn. "People of Iraq, the Americans have brought you democracy at the barrel of a gun, but today I offer you something better." She presses siren, and all the cats began yowling and humping and having filthy cat sex everywhere, blocking the streets. Cats came streaming in from all over the village to join in. It was a real cat cluster. Yes, Butch says, "Behold the democracy of pleasure, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, expression, not repression, erections, not elections. Comrades, this is the only parties worth joining." An Iraqi man shouts out, "Blasphemy! This is against religion." I didn't do it in an Iraqi accent, but I'll try to do it next. Butch says, "No, comrade, it's beyond religion. Imagine Shiite, Sunni, Kurd, all moving to the beat of the same erotic drum. Free yourself of superstition. Free yourself of dogma. Do you wish to call out the words? Oh, God, oh, God, I will show you how." Butch points to a woman in a full burqa. "Awake, sister, and greet the new world." Butch took a razor-sharp claw and tore off her veil. I yell, "Butch, what the hell are you doing?" Butch says, "Do you not know Mark Maron? She's beautiful, is she not?" A group of angry men with guns was headed towards us. I say, "Come on, Butch, show's over." So we all pile into the Hummer and speed off, bullets whizzing around. From the passenger seat, Butch says, "Mark Maron, I'm so sorry." I say, "That's okay, Butch. You get carried away sometimes." She says, "I'm sorry we couldn't do this inside a mosque." I woke up, and my bed was filled with ticket stubs from Symphony Space.
Ooh.
Every day on Morning Sedition, a little poetry.